And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a fun show for you today. There was a change in the schedule, and man, do we have a great one today. We're going to be talking Cedros, our most favorite place to go fishing, with the pioneers of fly-in fishing at Cedros Island, and that's Cedros Sport Fishing. Rosie and Jeff are joining us. We've got so much cool stuff to talk about, the great fishing, the great adventure, the great food, and everything that Cedros has to offer. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're talking my speed today, Rick.
All right. Yeah, we're so stoked to have Rosie and Jeff. But obviously, we had wrote about it. You probably saw in Western Outdoor News. We're going to have Doug Kern, and he was a little under the weather and so generous and so nice of Rosie and Jeff to – I mean, I just called with the Hail Mary, like, Rosie, help, you know. It's just going to be me and Corey tomorrow, which is saying something because – I want to say this. Rosie is the most organized person I know. Period. I mean, I'm saying that. And that's why Cedros Sport Fishing runs so smoothly. So to take a week of, like, preparation away from Rosie was not a fair thing to do. But we all know the same thing. Just like Corey said, like, because I told Corey this morning, too. You found out this morning, and we both said the same thing. Well, that's no big deal. Rosie and Jeff are the easiest people to talk about and the place that we like going, and everybody wants to talk to Cedro. So, yeah, we're just just really stoked to have you guys. Good morning, Rosie and Jeff.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, we're certainly pumped to have you. And man, things are going crazy with Lodge Number 2, new trips. I mean, when we talked to you last time, you just kind of unveiled the addition to Cedro Sport Fishing. And man, for those that aren't familiar, kind of fill us in a little bit. What's going on?
Well, for years, when I first came on to Cedro Sport Fishing, you know, we had about 180, maybe 200 anglers at the most going down to the lodge, the original lodge.
That's like every spot full, every trip, that's the capacity.
That was not the capacity. That was what we could fill at the time before I came.
Oh, Roger, okay.
The capacity, we weren't really fishing in June. We definitely weren't fishing in October or November. And those are great times down there.
Totally.
That's my favorite time of year, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, people are finding that out now.
The fishing's phenomenal. The weather
is so great.
Well, I mean, who can complain about July or August, right? It's 90 degrees and 65 at night, and it's just beautiful, right? But there's just something about that fall time. Yeah. I've been there in October several different times, and it's 85 degree days and like 50 at night, like no air conditioning, and and the fishing is literally just as good as it gets. I mean,
it's
big yellows.
It's on the hook.
Yeah, right?
That's one of Jeff's favorite times to go, is he goes like the third week of October with some friends, and he says, I love October fishing.
Yeah.
So, but we never used to go fishing in October because we couldn't fill it. So I came on. My job was to market and fill the lodge, and within a year, we went from 180 people on up to like 360 something, and in the next few years we got close to that 400 number. But my challenge was, is I marketed, I guess, pretty darn good, and I couldn't like have any more places for people, so we started talking about expansion. So in March of 2020, at the Fred Hall Show, I went up to the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and I said, Pete, I got a surprise for you. And he's like, well, what's going on? I said, well, yesterday morning, we started construction on the new lodge.
Right.
And he's like, oh, my God, awesome. And it was basically, you know, 12 more people, staggered the flight.
Yeah, right.
We're good to go.
Yeah, some come in when the others go out.
Exactly. So, but the challenge was 2020 and COVID.
Yeah.
So that was March of 2020. And, of course, we had to put a halt on the construction. And then prices of lumber went up. Prices of brick went
up. Sure, everything.
Everything skyrocketed. And the expansion to our lodge just kind of fell by the wayside. So we're still sitting here. I've got oodles of customers that want to go with us. But I give first right of refusal to everyone that's been on a trip. And basically they book for the next year. So all these people that used to go or want to go or new customers really kind of couldn't get in.
Yeah, there was so many stories of people that had been going for several years, but, you know, this year in 2018, I couldn't. I had a family thing come up, and then, you know, their spot got filled by somebody else. Well, that somebody else retook the spot again next
year.
I mean, there were regulars that couldn't get back in because it's that popular.
You are exactly right. You're exactly right. And so we ended up, we decided, you know, we had to do something. So at the end, middle to the end of this last season, we were approached by a gentleman at another lodge, and he's like, you know, his lodge really wasn't working the way that he wanted it to go, and he had offered us to come in and kind of take over the lodge. So we went up and we checked it out, and it looked pretty darn good. There was a couple little things that we wanted to tweak Rosie style, Cedro Sport Fishing style.
Right.
And we gave him an offer that, you know, we're going to lease it out next year, 2020. Or actually, I guess it's this year.
Yeah.
We did change over to 2022. So we're going to lease it out. And we added 22 new trips, same as we do with Cedro Sport Fishing, except it's a stone's throw up the hill. Same view.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a perfect scenario that this lodge, and Jeff, you could, you know, it's just above where you're at already.
Literally.
So, I mean, the minutes ride to the boats is the same. Like you say, the view the same. The accommodations are extremely comfortable. And I believe you were saying last time there was several scenarios where there was, like, groups larger groups, like of three, that wanted to be in the same room together, yes, that you couldn't necessarily accommodate because everything was only built for 2-2-2. So now they have the option. It's not a necessity, but if you want it that way, you can. Like,
I just actually had a group of anglers that that switched from our existing lodge to lodge number two for just that reason.
Totally.
Oh, I can put three in here and three in there. I was like, yep. So, and because they're with families.
Right.
So when I got, you know, a mom, a dad, and a kid, or a grandma, her son, and the granddaughter that all want to be in the same room, it's like, it just worked perfectly.
Yeah.
So, so we added 22 new trips, and we had our customers. I reached out to the customers that, you know, couldn't get back. I keep a list. I got lists everywhere.
I
keep lists of all those customers that say, well, I want to get back in. I called them all, and it's like we just started filling trips.
That's crazy.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, sorry to the other lodges, but, you know, I got my customers back.
That's right.
The people that I was marketing to, the people that I had that I couldn't accommodate anymore because we outgrew ourselves, I got them back.
That's great.
And now I'm ready. I've been booking new customers that are, I mean, they call and they want to get on a trip. And this year, unlike the last 4 years, I can say, yes, I got a spot.
That's awesome.
So, and guess what? I got a spot for you guys.
And there's still, are there still spots? I mean, I know how busy things are, but, I mean, you still have opportunities to come through this year?
I still have lots of opportunities. I got opportunities for groups of six all the way down to groups of one. And here's the other thing.
One is a tough one because it's not easy to find single spaces on things like this. We have a lot of guys that go on our Let's Talk Hookup trips that same deal, like, hey, I really want to do this trip, but it's, you know, so many of these things are minimum double occupancy. That's not necessarily the case. Like, you can accommodate a single angle.
I can. Actually, on one of your first Let's Talk Hookup trips in July, I do have a single spot.
There you go.
And, you know, it's like, and that's one good thing I like about, a lot of these trips, but especially yours, such great group of anglers that a single guy comes in and they just
fit right in.
Yeah, become part of the group.
Yeah. Becomes part of the group. And guess what? We had a gentleman last year that was on your August trip. Single guy came in. He gets down to the CBX. He looks at the other people on the trip. He knows three of them.
That's cool.
And guess
right
what? On. He's a regular now on that August trip. He says, did they all book? I book.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there you go. Yes.
You know what? If you're a single out there and you're debating, obviously you want to go. And I've met some of my best friends in fishing by going by myself.
Yeah.
Or they went by themselves expecting to, one, go have a great fishing trip and then make friends. And it's a great opportunity because you're a group of people that are down there for one purpose, and that is to have a mind-blowing amount of fun and catching fish.
Yeah, like-minded anglers, honestly.
Exactly, exactly. And it's just, you know, we've had trips where we brought people in on a private trip, personal trip that I put on, and then now I have two or three guys that all now want to go fish together, and they all met each other on the trip.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So if you're single, you can make friends.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing, like, I think someone just said maybe it was you, is like you're like-minded.
Right.
When you're going on here, you want to have a good experience. You want to go fishing. And, you know, you want to have the time of your life. Well, so does everybody else on that trip.
Right.
So it's so easy to just to get yourself in there and just do it.
It's cool. It's such a fun trip. And I mean, again, you sure don't need to convince Corey or I. Like, this is our favorite type of fishing. It's super fun. It's inshore. You know, you have a perfect mix of adventure and, you know, you kind of tailor it how you want to do it. If you want to spend your time bass fishing, then you do that. And if
Definitely.
You want to spend your time yellowtail fishing, then you do that.
You know what's crazy, though, is I love the calico fishing, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my heart and passion, but the yellowtail always get in the darn way. I mean, seriously, no matter where you go and where you try to plan on targeting the calicos, the yellows are anywhere from 5 feet of water to 105 feet. I mean, it is
totally.
Just,
you know, it is crazy. We were actually on the other side of the island with Lalo, and we were fishing with some really good friends of ours that we grew up working on the boats with. And Greg and I were on the bow, and, like, I mean, we're in thick kelp. I mean, you know how thick the kelp is on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you got to get your line, you got to kind of drop it down.
Yeah.
You know? And all of a sudden, I'm dropping down, and I look, and it's like this, it had to have been like a 35, 36, 38-pound
like
yellow
kelp. Like a torpedo swimming through.
Cruising.
The fin is above the water, and it's like, oh, my gosh,
like
Greg,
he's sailing.
And it's like Greg's trying to grab a gaff. It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to free gaff that?
Right.
It's already gone, buddy, you know?
Oh,
but it's like, here we are in the kelp, and there's this big old yellowtail.
And in October, we had that same situation where we had 3 to 5 pound calicos on the weed list, and the same size yellows, like 30, maybe up to 40, but definitely in the mid-30s, like for sure. At the boat, trying to eat the bait out of the calico's mouth. Like literally 3 or 4 yellows, like an alligator right at the boat. And you would think that they would have to keep swimming and like continually keep moving. But they were literally like nosed up to the boat like an alligator.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like some of the stuff you see down there, it's like I always say, man, it was another National Geographic trip.
Yeah.
Because some of the wildlife or the things that you see and experience down there is like the calico's boiling.
Yeah, man.
But where do you see calico bass boiling?
Well, you can hear, but except they're going to be 11 to 15 inches.
Yeah, not hundreds of them. Yeah. Or, you know, or the year that the orcas came through,
Or just the volume of, you know, what makes cedar so good, the volume of bait. And when you get to the south end of the island and you see, I mean, square miles of just sheeting bait everywhere.
Yes.
And there's birds as far as you can see. And there's, it's just, it's a special place.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
You know, now that the seiners can't come in and take that bait, like you said, it is, and it's like, it just sounds like rainstorm.
How many years, it's been six years. 6 years. And so that really changed the fabric because they would even net the sardine or
everything.
And the bonito and the yellow.
And the yellowtail.
And that kind of stuff, too. But I have never seen spots of sardine like I have at Sadler's.
Yes.
Like, you have to remember, I fished.
Yeah, that's your wheelhouse.
On the EBCO. And literally, there were schools that would load the EBCO like
unbelievable
20
huh?
plus times. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, like monster schools. And just the amount of, like Rick, like you mentioned, the amount of life there, the birds and the sardine and the bonito and the yellowtail and the calicos that thrive on that is just incredible.
Well, it's so funny. Now that, you know, the seiners aren't there, my favorite phone call to get from a customer is, well, when's the best time to fish for yellowtail?
Right?
And I just have to laugh. It's like, well,
yesterday
I
and
was,
tomorrow.
Yes. And the thing is, it's like, you know, fish follow bait. Well, the bait's not being scooped up by the seiners anymore, and the bait is always there. The fish are always there. Why would they move?
There really isn't a month where there's not. I mean, even if you were open in January, February, March, it would.
Yeah, you'd catch.
Well, I tell you
what,
Javier is just chomping at the bit telling us, you guys, you've got to be open in December. You've got to be open in January. It's like, you tell that to my customers that want to have Christmas with their family. Okay, you guys? It's like, but you know what? It's like with the new lodge, if you see that, you know, lodge number 2 on the schedule, that we kind of end in October or we kind of started like in July. Well, I had a customer that called and said, well, I want to go for a week at the end of June. Well, guess what? I got a new lodge. I just added a trip.
That's rad.
So if you see, you know, October, you want to add a trip on, I can add a trip.
That's crazy.
That's
so cool. What if you had friends that were booked at lodge number 1 and, you know, a group of 2 or 3 that want to join and they're going to end up at lodge number 2? Like, it's still, like, explain that.
We've already got this dialed in.
Yeah.
So you guys know Luke Burson and Andy and stuff. So we got their trip is going down. Well, lodge number 2, they kind of like are one day off. And there's people that are going to be at lodge number 2 that know Luke and Andy. So we're like, don't worry, we'll get y'all dialed in because it's so close that, you know, the host will just drive you down or if you want to walk down. But
literally, with a cocktail, uphill, maybe the elevation changes about 30 feet. you can walk there in less than 3 minutes.
I got you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's literally, if you're a golfer and a fisherman, for me, it's a 3-wood. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, maybe a golfer, it might be a 4-iron. I don't know. But it's close. It's very close.
Super close.
Well, as you can hear, we just got an awesome show today.
Man.
And there is so much. We haven't even scratched the surface of the fishing part of it. We're going to have a blast. And so much fun having Jeff and Rosie in here talking all things Cedar of the Strip.
I agree with you, Rick. I mean, it doesn't get any more fun and talking our passion in life and then talking Cedros with Rosie and Jeff from Cedros Sportfish. And if you want to join us, there's 2 ways to do it. On the phones, they are packed. 213-432-1090 is the number. We're going to be giving away 2 different prizes,
yeah,
today, which is totally cool. So the second way to do it is to text us. And that's only via the app. Download the app. There's a text to show option on there. It's free. Everything's easy. Make sure that you do leave your name and telephone number.
Yes, there's very important.
Very important, because there's no other way to get back to you if you are in the winnings for what we're giving away. So for the callers today, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Cool.
Right? I mean, that season's coming right around, man. That's coming. And then for the texters, we're giving away a $100 Cowles Custom Reels gift certificate.
Nice. Sweet.
So they can use that toward customizing or a service or whatever they want to do. And, man, does it get any better than that, Rick?
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yeah, we're going to have a great show today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. We're going to be right back with Rosie and Jeff from San Diego Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th to the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in two buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. The 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having such a great time. You want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090 is the number, or you can text us via the app. And giving away two prizes today, Rick. One for the callers, a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth for the callers there. And the texters, kind of cool we can do this, Rick. We're giving away a $100 gift certificate to Cowles Custom Reels.
So fitting, too, because I know Cal and Eric are such big fans of going down fishing with you last year.
Yeah, I love it.
We were supposed to fish on a trip together, and then we had baby plans made their way in.
exactly.
But we're really stoked to have those guys on there. And again, if you're doing a trip to Cedros and you win that trip, you can have the masters of the reels, trick that thing out for whatever. You need a little better surface iron casting. You're trying to get a little more drag pressure for those big yellows. These guys will make it happen.
Yeah, they're amazing.
That's kind of cool.
That's it. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Rosie and Jeff. Corey, let's get into them.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Dave? Dave from ANZA. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup this morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, everybody. And first of all, congratulations, Rick. The best part of your life is ahead of you now. And,
Rosie
and nice R- thank you.
Yeah, Rosie and RH there. It's just so good to hear you too. It gets me so pumped up thinking about my favorite trip that I do. And, this is so much more than a fishing trip. It's the Baja Adventure. And I particularly like that flight down the coastline. It's such a great way to see Baja. And, my question for you is, I'm the kind of person that always brings a little bit more than I need to take. And I'd like to lighten up my load a little bit so I can bring back more of that fish. What are you going to have down there available this year that I can start leaving at home?
You know, there's so many things that a lot of anglers bring that they don't need to, because maybe they're used to going on a mid-range trip or a long-range trip on the boats, on the boats. First of all, it's like you don't need to bring any of like the toiletries, like shampoos and conditioners, which can weigh things down. You don't need to bring your own towel. We're a lodge. We have all the soaps, shampoos. We got the linens, the pillows, and the towels. So right there, I mean, that cuts out a lot.
Yeah.
And then you just need to be mindful about what you do bring as far as tackle. Don't need to bring as much as you think you need to bring. We have, you know, guys that go down there the first year, they come back and they say, I didn't touch half of my stuff. And it's like, you know, that's where Jeff or I will work with you, will really get you dialed in on just the items that you definitely need to bring. And I tell everyone, like, you get 72 pounds, 73 pounds, a coming and a going. Okay? It does not include your fishing rods. It includes your reels, your tackle, and your personal items. But if you're going down, remember we have a laundry service. So if you're on a 5 or 6 day trip, you take, you know, three shirts, three shorts midway through, you know, you have them laundered. You don't need, you know, maybe one, you know, always take a jacket or a sweatshirt with a hoodie, because in the morning when you're going out and you're making baits, you get a little bit of spray, you need that. One or two hats, your sunglasses and sunscreen, your toothbrush and toothpaste. Call it a day.
That's it.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Pretty simple. The other thing I tell people is, like, look, if you got a favorite bottle of booze or you like, you know, Modelo, you know, you can bring that down, okay? Because I know you're going to drink it and it ain't coming back with you.
Right, yeah.
So fish weight will replace that weight.
Mm-hmm.
So or if you're taking down, people take down lead. Don't need that much, but they take down lead. A lot of guys will say, well, I'm leaving my lead because I'm taking that back and fish.
Sure.
So, you know, stuff like that. But we get that really dialed in.
Also, there's a couple of tackle stores.
Yeah, two shops on the island there, right?
Yep.
So if you pack light and forgot something or you didn't, it's gettable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like surface iron, yo-yo iron or whatever.
Yes.
I mean, that's, and you're not going to pay that much more, really.
No, actually,
no,
we were at Javier, and it's pretty darn reasonable.
Reasonable.
So between, you know, Javier's place and Mariani's place, they're going to get you covered.
Yeah. One thing, too, that, like, when I started fishing calico bass, we fished with 12-pound test and a 1-ounce lead head.
That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
You went through baits all the time.
Yeah.
You casted them off. You broke them off. You hung them in the kelp. You couldn't pull them free. Like, that's how it was. And I used to bring a box full of lead heads. You know, flash forward to Corey Sandin teaching us how to all fish calico bass. You know, you've always talked about fishing such a heavy leader. You don't go through lead heads when you do that. You just don't. I mean,
I bring three sizes of fluorocarbon, 50, 60, and 80.
80, yeah.
And
honestly, the 60 and 80 is all I'm using. I bring the 50 just in case, you know, like.
Just in case you got to finesse one up.
Finesse them a little bit, seriously.
But you know what? You're right. I mean, all Javier called us last year. And you got to remember, the fish at Cedros are not line shy.
They really don't
care about it. And Javier's calling me. He's like, Rosie, tell the people they need to have 60 pounds towards the end of the season. Rosie, tell the people they have to have 80 pounds.
Wow.
You know, because otherwise, you know, these yellowtail, even, and some of these calicos, as they're coming up, something else is going to take them.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then you have to be prepared for that.
Absolutely.
Those big fish, they will rock you.
Well, right.
Corey's advice, which, I mean, it's what I live by now, was always that. Like, it does not take 60-pound fluorocarbon to land an 8-pound calico bass when it's on its first, you know, when it's the first bite. But if you get that bite 60 fish into your day,
and you haven't retired,
and that line has been abraded down, and it's been in the kelp, and you grabbed it and you twisted it around, and you made one cast, and
there's
it was twisted on your rod tip, and like all of those things that happen, like if you're fishing 60 pound and you get that bite 50 fish in, you're still gonna weather the storm.
Yes.
And if you're fishing 30 pound, you're likely not.
Yeah, you still stand a chance.
Yeah. That's 60 pounds not like taking a mulligan while you're golfing.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
How long is an appropriate piece to fish on that, Corey? Like if you're bumping up and you're fishing your 60 pound on a leadhead and a swimbait, on a Viejo, since Rosie's here and she convinces everybody the only color that works is Christmas tree.
That's right.
You better
start pouring. Come on.
I know.
Start pouring.
Hey, this was running across my mind thinking of when's the tackle shop sale?
Not this weekend, but the 26th and 27th.
So in 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks. Exactly.
And I was thinking to myself, like, oh my God, like the amount of Christmas tree 5-inch videos that'll be going. Oh my God.
Well, I texted Corey because I said, okay, so where are you at? Because I have customers that are calling and texting, and he goes,
like, when's the next sale? Danger Dogs?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like Rick Shaw. But so the length of fluorocarbon is just short enough so it's outside the rod tip. So your connection knot is outside the rod tip when you make a cast.
So a comfortable cast.
Exactly. 18 to 24 inches,
okay.
You know, somewhere in there. I usually try to make it long enough the first time so that I can retie at
a
least
few times.
Once.
A couple of times.
Or at least once.
Yeah.
At least once during the day.
Got
right?
it.
And then beyond that, I'm going to change it out again.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah.
That is such good info right there.
Yeah.
I hope you guys heard that.
Right.
That is huge.
And honestly, if you're fishing a lead-headed swim bait, 1 ounce lead head and whatever plastic you're throwing, minimal 50 pounds, seriously. I mean, that's bottom line.
Yeah.
The fish you're going to get down there, it could be a nice halibut, it could be a yellow, it could be a 6 to 8 pound calico your next cast, you know, that's minimal 50 pounds.
And, I mean, all of the stories we've been talking this morning, you know, that you guys are reliving were all the same thing. I was fishing for calico bass and a 20 pound yellow grabbed it. I was fishing for whatever, like, things happen down there.
We were hooking those big yellows, like 35 to 40 pounders, literally in 25 feet or less.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Like up on the beach.
Yes.
And this happened to me at least twice a day. Listen how crazy this is. And this was in October. So those of you that are booked in July, August, or looking for a time frame to go, just imagine October. And so I was using a hard bait and like surface iron style and hooked these monster yellow. They would literally wake after the bait and crush the thing. They would take you down in the weeds and the rocks, and this happened twice a day, minimal. They would come off. I'd get them in the rocks, and I'd be rod bent over and trying to get them out. It comes out. And guess what? A damn 5-pound calico eats it on the way in.
Oh, kidding.
Yeah, it happened.
Like you hooked the yellow, he took you into the structure.
Because the hard bait had single hooks, and so you hook him on one single. The second single gets tangled up in the rock.
Yep.
He comes unhooked.
Yeah.
And you're fighting to try to get the lure back, not knowing the fish has already come off.
Yeah.
And the first 5 feet, you rip the bait, a damn 5-pound calico.
That's crazy.
Oh, damn, what a bummer.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's so funny. If you look at my social media right now, the first picture that I have up, you were talking about, you're fishing for something and all of a sudden you get a halibut.
Yeah.
Well, look at the picture of the halibut there. It was almost 50 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
These guys were fishing
kidding.
For some yellowtail. We're hooked onto a yellowtail.
Using a mackerel, probably.
And guess what? They got that big old halibut.
Wow.
So that was good. And you talk about the yellowtail on the beach. Javier sends me pictures. He's like, Rosie, look. And it's basically these, like, small school of yellowtail will push the bait to the beach.
Up on the beach
and just start macking on
them.
And it's like, I'll have to post that video.
So I have a quick question for you, Corey.
Yeah.
So you let the secret out on the bait and the leader.
Yeah.
What rod and reel do you like to fish?
You would absolutely laugh. I mean, the Signature Rod 708 by Seeker is my hand sandwich. I've used that for surf fishing for halibut, for striper on the East Coast. I've used it down fishing with Jeff at Cedros, and it is like my number one rod. I've honestly used that for everything. I use it locally for calico fishing. It's a 708 Seeker, and then the reel is a Shimano Trance 300.
That's what I thought.
A 300.
Saying, yeah.
But it can handle that kind of thing. And I've had 150 to 200 pound black sea bass locally on that same outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And think about it.
Which is so much less. I just want to say this, too, for the people listening. That's so much.
Undergunned, kind of.
Well, yeah, and it's just not the
norm.
It's not the norm. Yeah. It clearly, I mean, that is
but
the
Corey's
man, like,
not normal.
Corey's signature is on the rod. I mean, that is the rod. But so much of what you see is 8 foot, eight and a half foot, 7.5 foot, longer rods. But you're not needing to make a 2 mile long.
You just
cast.
Hit it. You hit it. You hit the nail on the head right there, Rick. Because guys think that the 9 foot surface iron, 10 foot surface iron rod, but you're in a pongee. You're
That's
on top
right.
of the
you're
fish.
You're right there.
You're on top of the
I
fish.
I tell people that all the time when they say, how long of a rod I can bring. I says, you know what? I said, if you can't catch it on an 8 or 9 footer, you're not going to get it.
It's
because you're on it.
It's
you're
the
on
beauty
the fish.
Of being in the pongee with a guy running the skiff that knows what the heck he's doing. He's putting you right on the fish.
Yeah.
And so you get on a foamer, you don't need to make that sport boat style long 10 foot jig cast.
That's
right.
And your 7 foot rod gives you more control.
Leverage.
You're more accurate with your cast. You've got a lot more leverage when that fish is pulling. He's into the backbone of the rod so much quicker. You're moving him away from the kelp faster.
Here's something that's crazy too. I have been fishing that 708 for 15 years. I have never, ever broken a rod, ever.
Right.
Like, which, I mean, we've all broken rods, and I'm sure the time is coming, that the day will come. But to this, I know, knock on wood, right? Give me my head. There we go.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I literally have never, ever broken a rod. They just have that perfect bend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we had a gentleman, a single guy, that went down on a trip, and he's like, well, I've never really fished this stuff before, and I've got spinning reels.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And you know what? He came back. He goes, I cast and I caught yellowtail. I was like, well, there you go.
That's awesome.
I mean, because they put you right on it.
That's cool.
You know, stupid proof.
Well, hey, this portion is pro. Normally, we have our cast report, but Castman's out fishing today. Hey, we want to remind you that's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, another great one-stop shop for a huge selection of leadhead and swim baits. A great spot if you want to stock up for your Cedros trip. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice and boating supply. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove, or check DanaLanding.com for a little more info. We had a fun text that came through, guys. This one says, Rosie, I live in Ventura, which is a good 8 hours plus from after leaving Cedros. Yet, my fish still arrives home with me completely frozen. Can you explain your fish processing and how my fish arrive so frozen and so perfect? And that was from Ed in Ventura.
All right, Ed in Ventura. Well, thank you very much, Ed in Ventura, because we try really hard to give you the best fish processing service in the world, and we do. So basically, our fish processing facility down there, the guys do everything to make it table ready for you. So all the red line is off, all the bones are out, everything is vacuum sealed in 3 mil packages, everything is labeled per species, and everything goes in the freezer. So, you know, and on the last day, we do our best to try to get it in the freezer quick enough so by the time the morning comes, everything is still frozen. In the late evening, our crew will go down to the fish house. Everything will get packaged in soft-sided cooler bags, and everything gets put back in the freezers. So in the morning when it goes down to the airplane, everything is just really nice and solid.
Like the fish is solid, and the bag that the fish is going in is frozen.
Cold,
that's
right.
I think you know a little bit about fish.
A little something about it. So we'll try to do our best.
Right, exactly.
So, so anyways, you know, by the time we get back across the border, since we have expedited getting across that border so quickly, By the time you land, usually about 9:30, my hopes are to have you back across the border by 10:30. And so if you pull around your car and you bring your cooler and we take it out of my soft-sided cooler bag and just put it into your cooler, you're on your way home. And I'll be honest with you. Most guys tell me, I don't stop for ice. I don't need ice. You know, that fish fills up that whole cooler. They shuffle it and it's frozen.
Yeah.
They get home. They say it's still frozen when they're putting it into their freezer in their home.
Ah, some good stuff.
What do you think is the right size cooler to put in your car for your trip home? I mean, I know that varies, but, you know, you've got a good gauge on what the average amount of fish is.
I do.
Like,
you
don't want to bring a 200-quart thing down and have a bunch of airspace.
Or even a 100-quart.
Right.
You don't need a 100-quart. You know, I have guys bringing down anywhere from a 50 to, like, a 75.
Got it.
And but then I have a couple of guys that they'll bring down a 100-quart and put both of their bags in it. So, but, you know.
But here's a special thing we'll let out. Rosie has a special cooler bag that is awesome. And what I do, and it's not very big. It's maybe 18 by 20, made by AO.
You know, yeah, there's AO coolers, and you'll see them at some of the shows. But I tell you what, those cooler bags, we take ours down. I have a few guys that live in the Oregon area, a couple of the guys around other parts of the country that use these cooler bags that they bring them with them. Okay, because the whole gig is you can't have any hard coolers on the aircraft, but anglers have these soft-sided coolers that are just really, really nice, whether they be Yeti, whether they be the AO coolers, or whether they be they're called Norcool. You can get them on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They are really, really great cooler bags. The guys, again, will pack your stuff in these in your own cooler bag.
Oh, for the trip home.
Yes.
Oh, so it never has to leave.
It never has to leave.
I got you. So it doesn't have to leave your cooler to go in their cooler.
Right.
Basically, it's in a heavier cooler, so they take their cooler bags to the island. Ours.
That's
$10. $10 is embroidered with our name on it.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
You know, they take their cooler bags. Everything is packed down there.
That's
they get across
idea.
The border and they just put it in.
But you can put your duffel bag or whatever you have for the trip in there too.
Yes, you can.
Alcohol.
Oh boy, I get it now.
We'll get you dialed in here.
I like it.
You know what, Corey? Hey. We're going to get you trained one of these days. Okay.
I like getting dialed in.
That's right.
It works perfect for the amount of alcohol that I drink.
Yes. Yes.
And I put all that in there. We have some cocktails on the flight down.
That's right.
But what are we going to do? Because if I come down, you're going to have a buddy to share it with. We're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the ESPN Radio Let's Talk Hookup app and Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
All right, it's time to talk about some great gear from Shimano. Boy, we already touched on it. Going down to Cedros Island, going to Cedros Sport Fishing, get your gear together. Corey, what's the quiver consist of?
For me, it's going to be a Tranks 300 period, hands down.
And that does damn near everything that you're going to catch down there.
The high gearing. The HG,
like
with the power handle.
Okay.
I've never been a fan of the power handle, but the Tranks power handle is definitely, it's in my groove now.
It fits you right.
It does.
I dig it.
The only way to go.
And casting weedless, casting leadhead and swim bait,
heart
casting
bait,
slug, all that, everything done
with the 300.
All with the 300.
65 to 80-pound Power Pro. With that 60 to 80 pound fluorocarbon leader, you're good to go.
I like it, man. That's perfect. When you're going down looking for a reel that's small but powerful, very easy to cast, very user friendly, it's Tranks. No doubt about it. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center, the world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from One Man Charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having such a great time. Rosie and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing talking the most beautiful place on this planet, Cedro Sport.
Dude. Right?
Yeah, right?
I'm with
you on
just that.
Calicos and yellowfish. You want to join us? Unfortunately, I see the lines are full, but 213-432-1090 is the number there. But you can definitely text us via the app and do it that way.
Yeah, lots of great text coming through. Lots of time for your phone call. Let's just jump right back into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Dennis? Dennis in San Diego. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Dennis.
Well, good morning, Pete, and congratulations, Rick. Don't blink because those kids grow way too fast, man. I'm telling you. But, Rosie, I got a question for you. I have some mobility problems. I use a cane and sometimes a walker, but when I go on these trips, I leave the walker at home. Is there a way to get me in and out of the boat? And also, do they have, like, activities for us guys that really like to do bottom fishing, rock fishing? Like, one Ponga will go out with just a people who want to target halibut and rockfish.
And you know what? When you were just talking and telling me all this stuff, lodge number two is perfect for you.
Okay.
Okay? Lodge number, if anyone has been to our original lodge, we're kind of built on a slope. Lodge number two is completely flat. The rooms are huge. The restroom areas, in the showers, they have seating in the showers.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So,
okay.
Very good for people that might have some mobility challenges.
Yeah.
And not that number one is bad, but it's just that number two would accommodate you that much better.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So fabulous. I have one gentleman that goes on our trip that has an artificial leg.
Yeah.
And he switched to lodge number two because he just knew that was going to be really great
cool.
for him. So, and then as far as the fishing and going down to the lodge, yes, we have deck hands down there, or dock hands, I guess I should say, that are there to help you literally every step of the way. And then as far as fishing, if you want to do just calico fishing, bottom fishing, that type of thing, before the trip I kind of get with each angler and I get their read on what they are looking to fish for so I can put like-minded people together.
Right. In the same ponga.
In the same ponga. Yeah. So it's like, let's say that you tell me, you know, maybe I want to get a few yellowtail in the morning, but then I want to spend the afternoon fishing the calicos. Well, guess what? I'm going to be looking around to see someone else who wants to do that too. And so we try to customize your trip to you. You know, your trip is your trip. We want you to have a good time on it. So we try to get you dialed in for, you know, what your needs and desires are.
I don't have any clue what the ratio of, you know, your dock hands is to your customer, but I guarantee you as a fishing person, you're outnumbered by the staff that's there. I mean, to a point where I get embarrassed. Like, you know, they don't let you grab your bag off the boat. You can't put your own bundle of rods on the boat. I mean, they're just so accommodating. Yeah. Like, you can't do anything because somebody already has recognized what comes next and they've done it for you.
Exactly. And while you're having breakfast, you don't even know this, but your tackle has been loaded into one of our vehicles and is being delivered to your ponga along with your lunches and your cooler of drinks. It is put on the ponga, and as soon as you're done eating breakfast, you get into our air-conditioned van, and you head on down to the harbor, and they help you get right on the boat.
Yeah, you guys have such a great system of, like, you know, you basically number each, you know, each individual person, their bags and their gear and their rods and all that stuff are numbered, and so while you're just enjoying lunch, it goes on for you. But then when you're done fishing, you just go back. But then the gear comes back for you also. So if you want to make some tackle adjustments, you want to tie some new top shots, you want to hose everything, everything off of fresh water. It's all there for you. You're just not lugging it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, our crew is going to hose it off for you.
That's
they
so
won't
cool.
even let you do that. If they see you have a hose in your hand, they're going to run over and they're going to take care of it. They usually take care of that right away.
That's pretty cool.
Dennis, you're going to have a great trip, man. No doubt about it.
Man, I wish I was going too. Let's talk to Don. Don Kong from Woodland Hills. Appreciate you joining us, Don. And good morning to you.
What's up, Don?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Jeff, Rosie, Happy New Year, my friends.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, great calico fishing down there, great yellowtail fishing, but what I've been hearing about here the last couple of years is some outstanding halibut and white sea bass fishing. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so funny that you say halibut fishing. Our brother-in-law is Jimmy Hughes. He owns the Cortez, an amazing fisherman. And
that's your brother-in-law.
Yeah. So
figuring it all out.
Isn't that all crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So I'll never forget Jimmy was on one of the ecology trips.
Okay.
And they were down at Cedros. This was many moons ago. But he was telling me, Rosie, the halibut at Cedros are just stacked like pancakes down there. He says, we were coming up and we're looking down. He goes, literally stacked like pancakes.
If you wanted to target them, I mean, it would be...
You totally can target.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had a couple of guys this last year that in the beginning of the season, we were getting some amazing halibut. Well, when you start posting that on social media and your customers that are going down are seeing that, they're like, okay, I want halibut.
I want a big halibut. I want
it's
a big
like,
platy.
Okay. And you know, again, they wanted, like Dennis was saying, you know, I want to target these certain fish. So, you know, we had one group of guys that went down there all day. Well, all they wanted to fish were halibut and calico bass. And so we put them on Captain Chevo's boat. He's our halibut expert.
He's the guru.
He is the man for that. And, you know, these guys, you know, they were catching and releasing halibut because they had caught so many halibut.
that's cool. Crazy.
So, and what they said was the craziest thing is that they were so close to shore.
I can share with you personal several experiences on the qualifier 105 and the skiff trip days. All right,
yeah, the old days.
And so when the weather would come up and we couldn't fish Bonitos or Sac Reef or whatever, you know, because you're in open ocean more so. We would have to tuck in on the back side of the island, and just a few miles from town, we had some of the most phenomenal halibut fishing in like 5 to 15 feet of water, like literally up against the beach.
That's so cool. That's like right. You could cast in dry land.
Oh, 100%. Like, so we were fishing the 8-inch slug and on a 1-ounce lead head and making that bomber cast, you know, and just letting it sink out and bring it in 10 feet, let it sink again.
Oh, cool.
And we had so many like legal to like 15-pound halibut up in the shallows.
Yeah.
Like maybe up to 18 pounds or so. But I know if you were to do that same thing in probably 25 to 50 feet of water, the size would probably double maybe.
That's
cool.
Yeah, the last trip I was down there, we fished yellows in the morning, all 30-pound fish.
Yeah.
We drove from the south. We went back up north, like you said, a few miles up the beach.
Yeah.
We were using 4-inch stick baits.
Okay.
Casting onto the rocks. And then dragging it back in the water and getting bit in 2 feet of water, three feet of water.
Yeah, so
that,
cool.
That's exactly
it. So then we took, and after we did that and had a lot of fun and we laughed, we went and fished about, maybe a good jigs cast away from the beach. And used a 4-ounce sinker with a treble hook.
40, 50 feet
like
of water?
Drop shot. Yeah, with a, like a drop shot with a trailer treble on the back of the mackerel as well. And I hadn't laughed so hard in a long time fishing. Just everybody swinging and, you know, bent and then getting away and then the next person. And we ended up putting 5 halibut on the boat in probably about a half an hour.
Oh, that's so cool.
So
what a fun.
It was blast. It's Cedros sport fishing.
Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve to make the trip.
Our first or second year that Jeff and I were down there, we're walking the beach and we're just casting from shore. And there's a couple like little covey areas in there. And all of a sudden around one of the covey areas comes a mom, a dad, and their kid carrying, I don't know, 18, 20-pound halibut from shore.
That's so cool.
From shore. No way!
I love it.
Oh, man. Great stories. I love it.
Yep,
man.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, we had another good text come through. This one, good morning, everybody. This is Mike from Santa Clara. I'm dying to get down to Cedros at some point, and I love fishing the long rod. I prefer fishing a 9-footer. Is there a length limit on the fishing rods that we can bring, and what do you recommend for fishing the iron?
Okay, so I'm going to let all of us kind of join in on this one. I know for me, I have a couple of Seekers. I've got a 909 and a Seeker Sala 7X, and they're right around the 9-foot. But then there comes Rock Cod Rick Maxa. And what do you take? How long is that one, Rick?
My favorite surface iron rod is a Calstar, and it's 100 mag, and it's a 10-footer.
Yep.
And that's, I have always said since the very beginning, that's my favorite part about Cedro sport fishing is, you know, over the years, been lucky to go to a lot of fun places in Mexico, and normally there's a limit on the length of gear that you can take, and that's just not the case going with Rosie.
Yeah.
I mean, 10-foot rod, absolutely no problem.
Yeah.
And like Corey said, do you need to have that? No. I use it because that's what
that's
cast every day of my life. You know, that's my gear, and that's what I love about it so much is not having to make a restriction or a change to
it's
do
what
this
you
trip.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I get that question all the time. Well, what can I bring my own stuff, or maybe I'll rent stuff down there? It's like, do you take your own stuff? You know, it's like, well, guys, you know what? You bought this stuff because
exactly.
you like this stuff. So why don't you fish with this stuff? Take your stuff because it's your. You know what you're fishing with. You know your rod and your reel setup. You get down there, and if you rent something, it's not your rod and reel setup. Take what you know and what you love and what you bought to do this.
And how many rods can you bring as an individual? I'm sure people are listening.
You don't need that many.
No,
you
don't.
Really,
period.
Don't.
Five.
Take four. I take two jig sticks, a bait stick, and then maybe even something a little heavier, which I probably never use, quite honestly. It's probably my sabiki setup or something.
Yeah, right. And
yeah.
On the Ponga, I bring three outfits.
Yeah.
And the other two rods I bring are backups for
just
my backup,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
I have a backup rod and a backup reel
yeah.
that's a little heavier in case it's needed or somebody else has an issue.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nothing worse than, you know, somebody taking three rods and they break their jig stick and they can't catch yellowtail on the third and fourth day.
Right.
You know, and you just reach, you know, here, take this rod, go have fun. Don't break it.
All my stuff is just redundant and not necessary. I bring two surface iron rods, you really only need one. I bring two bass rods, you really only need one. I bring one general purpose 50-pound type bait rod that almost never gets used, but you could troll a Rapala with it. You could fish a dropper loop with it. You could fly line a mackerel with it.
That's
you could
right.
yo-yo jig with it.
So
you
know?
Multi-purpose.
Yeah.
You could honestly go down with a surface iron and have the time of your life.
You could.
Yeah.
You could have a Tranx 500, a 9-foot rod, 80-pound, you know, super slick, and a 3-foot piece of 60-pound fluoro and catch everything there is to catch with that one outfit the whole time.
When I was there in October, I saw some pretty magical stuff happening. We're talking surface iron. All the stuff's coming to my mind. And I heard Kevin Nakata, the
Sea Samurai.
Sea Samurai talking about this, and it was the Max Stick. Do you carry those in the shop at all?
No, it's a cool stick bait, though.
Listen to me. That thing, I saw some magical things happening with that. Mm. We hooked some monster yellows. Like, if you're going down, definitely look for one of those.
It's Fish Lab? Is that who makes
it's,
that?
It's a Savage Gear.
Okay, Savage
yeah,
Gear. Savage
that,
Gear.
You ought to think about at least carrying those in the shop.
Max
sure,
Stick.
Max Stick.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like three sizes, and that medium size was, I'm telling you, we saw some incredible.
It was the real deal.
Like, no joke.
Okay.
Like, it has that kind of wandering surface iron kind of swim,
mm-hmm.
but never like rolls over. It's got like it stays true.
Okay.
And
oh, you don't need to say anymore. If
a
lure manufacturer recommends another
right.
lure to me, I'm gonna take note.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'll
save that guy's story.
Yeah. All right, hey, we're gonna be right back. We're at the top of the hour break. We're gonna have more from Rosie and Jeff, Cedro Sportfish, and we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sam's Fix. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
The fishing season is fast approaching, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know that we have been loading up on tackle. Fishing gear will be very difficult to get this year, so make sure to take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We will not attend any trade shows this spring, so this is your golden opportunity to get incredible deals on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, tackle bags, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles during both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram to get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle's huge spring sale, Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We'll see you at the landing.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.